the people that attained the infinite thought had the ability of receiving what are called lights of divine direction. This is a long way about to answer Rod's question.
I was wondering when you were going to get there.
Yeah, to land on the White House lawn. Well, there are two things that depend on doing it. One is the prime directive. And the other is what is called a light of divine direction. But let's say, okay, to explain that, it would be like saying, I intend to punch Rod in the nose. Okay. And I would ask one of these re-perfected persons, if my action, would the universe approve of that? And I might get no light at all as a return. That would mean don't do it. Because something, somewhere in the universe, that is trying to progress to the master plan of the Creator is going to be interfered with or making any progress. A gray light would mean that Rod's going to pick up a chair and whack me in the head. And what do we got there? My progress is not going to, it's going to be impeded. A white light saying, go ahead and do anything you want. It's not going to interfere. That comes down right now. Should I shoot Rod? And the universe says, I don't care. Go ahead and do it. You know, that would be in an answer from the universe. That would tell us that, or whoever I have that, you know, to do that, was not functioning in the master plan of the Creator. These guys are at war with each other out there. They could even go right past each other's ways. But those that are trying to follow the master plan do not take action unless they have the light of divine direction. If they ask to land on the White House lawn, obviously they have been getting no light to do so. All right? So, and why did they contact this person and not that person? Because of a light of divine direction. Now, all of these so-called abductions, think about it. I think I heard you say, Jerry, 8 million people abducted?
If you carry forth the figures, that's what it looks like to me.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Do you realize that requires 16 million sorties with spacecraft? The sky would be black with craft coming and going and kidnapping and abducting. But is that still? Yeah, it's happening, Jerry. Now, how could that be? How could all of these things be true? And, now somebody has been abducted, there's no doubt about it. But they have, they're technically advanced. We've got television, we can record, information on little cylinders like Edison did, then it was wired, then it was videotaped, now we got CDs and all of that. Well, where is that technology going? Another thing that I heard you and Larry talking about was holographs. Oh, yeah, holographs. The holographic thing seems to be more of the guys on the right side of the wheel. They're using things like holographs, things like that.
When you say the right side of the wheel, what do you mean?
These are the people that would work within the master plan of the Creator. They are not really trying to rip us off for our psychic energy. They were dealing with, they're not in the business to do that. You would call that the Federation. And there are hundreds and millions of individuals that are aligned with that Federation. Somebody says, well, 80 or so people. Well, Sure, they might have seen that particular type of species, but there's really millions of people.
And now in my defense, when we talked about, that's an opening for the show about the abductions, and that's from a survey of certain people, a certain percentage of people in the survey said that they were abducted. And if you carried that forward to the population, then it would be that many people. That's all. That's basically. I didn't really say that as fact. I mean, that's just what a survey is saying. So, what are you saying these abductions are about?
Right. Well, here's what that is. You notice that everybody ends up back in their car or back in their bed. What they're doing is that they're the ET technology is advanced to the point that they can record any experience, the feeling, the emotions and everything of a real experience, and then they can play that back. And why would they do that? They do that because it's small change for them to affect an individual. But if that individual, wakes up in their bed the next day and says, gee, I had that experience, which, believe me, they really, really, really happened. And they're going to go out and tell 1,000 people, and they're going to produce emotional reaction in the people that they tell. And that energy, emotional energy, goes to the people that caused that event to happen. And a lot of people come back and they got marks on them. Well, there's a condition called somnambulism, which is the deepest form of hypnosis. If you or I or anybody was in that state of hypnosis and the hypnotist told us that we burned our finger, you're going to raise a blister just like you were burned, even though you weren't. So we are at the most of the abductions. The people are really experiencing them, but they're receiving a program that is transmitted through the universal life. And that's why there's so many of us. See, we're getting more and more sensitive to such kinds of psychic input. And, you put a couple of bug-eyed guys in there, which are real. The grays are not subjected to the conditions of the frequency barrier. They were genetically engineered to function in this condition. But the real guys behind the scenes are very seldom seen. The Nordics, and they're tall. They're up to 7-8 feet tall. And all those civilizations are hundreds of millions of years old. And they are, the thing that they're living their life for and trying to counteract are the manifestations of realities such as Shemira. And you look at the ancient Egyptian gods, they were all, bird-headed. Well, that was to insert, the idea of Shemira into our culture. Mixing turkeys with cats is not their interest. What they are after is the absolute production of the human and animal chimera.
Now, you've alluded several times to the Creator, and on your PDF file that's attached to the show, you close out with Luke 12:2. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hidden that shall not be known. Why do you think there's a creator?
The creator of all that is.
Yeah, why? Why would that have to be?
Okay, let me try to put that. Well, the first thing is that, unless you say, well, ETs are lying. See, we've had 40 years of, I've had 40 years of experience in that way. We work with a principle called copy and cancel telepathy. And copy and cancel telepathy, you have to have the reference. That's why we can discard a lot of people that say, okay, they're saying they have contact, but they don't. We were just not going to take this thing happening. And when I say we, I talk about my wife and I, who, my wife being gone now for 15 years. If it wasn't for her, we, I couldn't have done what we did. But we learned that there was, well, we made demands. We didn't just say, okay, it's happening. We wanted to know how it was happening and why it was happening. Why us? Okay? Now, we did make an attempt, in, we run on television programs and predicted UFO sightings. And earthquake with Belli, as I say, some of our things, part of what we knew of went into Star Trek with Gene Roddenberry and Coon. Of course, they took license and they changed things, but some of it did get out through that way. Now, this has been a 40-year daily type of thing. We have lived with the experience of lights of divine direction. I think, should we do this? And see, this 31 years ago, they said, you study the pyramid. Okay, you do it. Okay. Well, I said, well, all right, a few months, we'll know all there is to know about this. Well, that's not the way it is. But we needed those references in order to understand certain things. Now, we have seen the miracles of lights in the right direction. These are personal experiences. For other people to have them, it's just not like a... Why a psychic experience? Okay, they have explained to us. As a means to meet our demands by telling us why it's being done this way and why it, so it comes to the point that they say that the universal life field, there's such a thing as the creator of all that is. And they explain it very, clearly, at least to us. Okay. We've accepted that is the point. Whether or not somebody else accepts it,
Well, I'm not saying I don't accept it. I'm just asking the question. I mean, it seems to me that all of these things, from religion to spiritualism to many things, they all seem to be centered on one thing. A creator.
Well, if you accept the creator, you have to accept the air tie part of that. You don't put energy into it. It's just like what I said Einstein said. Cold is the essence of heat.
Well, I do believe Einstein was probably correct, at least semantically. I'm not sure that communications can actually express these things. And I do think that's one thing about your work, when you're using mathematics, regardless of what symbol of mathematics you're using, here again, mathematics, I'm not nearly the master of it that you are, but it seems to me that it's another way of using semantics, only you're using numbers.
Now I'm glad you brought me around to that, because I think the best way to explain this is intelligent design. This mathematical system, the Ra system, definitely supports intelligence and design. The Ross system tells us that the electron weighs a certain amount, and that the proton weighs a certain amount. Now, if you look at the values in what we call the NGS system, there's no harmony, mathematical harmony between those values that are assigned to those particular particles. But in the Ross system, they are. This shows the intelligent design, but the language, this mathematical language is the language that describes all things. It describes, now, there's no way, this is not arbitrary. This is something that is. You can't change it. Change the Ross system in any way. So
basically, our conversation tonight, I get that we've tied ancient Egyptian system of Ra, the pyramids, in other words, and extraterrestrials, and then the crop circles created by extraterrestrials, they all are intertwined somehow.
And as I say, I am building, what I say the good guys are doing, I'm hesitant to put that in. I have taken, for instance, those nine articles that Rod and I have put on his site. And I have said, I can tell you what the bad guys are doing here. I've brought it to that point. But knowing that if I start laying out what the good guys are doing and why they're doing it, it's really going to raise a stink, Because if some of it is going to fly in the face of certain people's religious beliefs. I'm not saying spiritual beliefs, because I think that anybody that lives with this thing long enough absorbs the fact that it's true. A lot of times I can talk about things and people say, you know, Wes, I know this. I don't know why I know it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do. And the reason they do is because it's in all of us. And all that this information that we're talking about is doing is bringing it to the forefront of their consciousness. And they say, gee, that feels good to know this. It relieves. It answers questions they didn't even know they had. So it's just such a pleasure to me to have you, patiently listen to me, I'm telling you what I'm telling you, because it's a driving force to get in me to get this information out there. But people don't know what the world we're talking about. And, I don't want to just simply say, hey, Wes, make the same so, and therefore so. No, I want to be challenged. This information proves itself, and it answers that the Creator is in.
I think you're saying that we may have it all wrong when we're talking about 2012 or 2018 being the end. It may be the beginning.
It'll be the beginning. See, the frequency barrier is a product of key strata layers within the planet being cracked. And at its worst time, the humans evolved, and then we re-evolved. Then around 20,000 years ago, we've had a period where the barrier did not affect life on the Earth that badly, and we had golden ages. This is why we find gold chain and chalk millions of years old.
So we may be headed for a golden age pretty quickly.
Well, we're already in it, but we are in the end. The reason why is a key strata layer slipped into its original natural position around 20,000 years ago. And see, most golden ages last for around 20,000, 25,000. And in some cases, civilizations like the one that was in the Indus Valley, there was a golden age, but they started to use atomic weapons. And in so doing, fired up the frequency barrier condition, and de-evolution, we went backwards again. That's why you had UFOs around places. We were testing our nuclear missiles in the 1940s. They know that we could make things worse with them, not by killing each other, but by causing disruptions within the internal structure of the planet. That nuclear bombs, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, they produce what are called push and shear waves. And you can always tell where you're going to get UFO sightings. That's push and shear.
Yeah, you and I discussed that a previous taping that we're going to get into in great detail in September. And it's actually a formula there.
It's easy. We've had 23 pre-arranged UFO sightings with high-ranking military personnel standing right next to it. We are taking film. They are taking film. In fact, they came to us for protection because the desert bats, for instance, would attack them, and they realized that we had found a solution for keeping the bats away from us. You know, so 23, you know, they're humans like we are. All of our information in the 60s was sent to the Conduct Committee, and they told us that they lost all of our pictures and so forth. But we're that, present day, we are getting pictures like you can't believe.
Yeah, that's true. Rod, you've been silent there. We're about ready to wrap up the show. You got any comments or questions?
That's all right. No, the questions I had, I asked.
Did I answer it?
Yes, you finally got it.
See, the whole problem is you want the people to have the references. See, in the nine the articles we got there, that's just a shell. You know, like tomorrow you would hear of, dog-like creature down in Texas, you know, that some fellow shot one. Then when a couple hours later he touches it, and it turns to powder, okay? Well, that's a ET experiment in the frequency barrier. You understand? You can put that thing right in its proper slot in that framework that we tried to set up on Rob's site. There's sightings over Michigan. Well, we can tell you exactly why. There's some volcano over there in the Philippines that's going off. They're reading push and shear waves. It's easy to put these things into their right perspective.
Well,
everybody wants to hear it.
We're going to try our best to present it in an interesting way coming up next month, and the series will continue. Tonight it's about up. Rod, I always enjoy talking to Wes, but we got to teach him about sound bites.
I know that. I greatly, but that's why I told Rod to be quiet. I need every sound bite I can get.
I've enjoyed it, guys.
Jerry, thank you so much. This is so important. And the main thing is that people are putting their psychic energy into things that are not true. And you know what? That energy is hanging up in the universal life field. It's either going to go to the good guys or the bad guys eventually. And, that's the engine. That's the fuel that runs the EP engine. You've got to know that. And you've got to know where we're hurting ourselves and where we can do the things that's going to benefit us all.
So emotional vampires.
That's it. And that's exactly what's happening to us. As long as this mystery is in the state it is, we're losing. with losing psychic energy, or what we call the charge force. And that's a complete subject in itself.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll do another show about that sooner or later. I'll be back out in your part of the woods. Well, there's no woods there, but I'll be out I'll be back out there in your part of the desert later this year, and we'll be seeing you.
God bless, Jerry. Thank you.
Okay, thank you both.
God, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. I enjoyed again.
Okay, and once again, they can go to your website and read all this information, plus we have lots of things as well. Thank you very much, guys.
My Search for the Afterlife is a book that explores real communications between a father and his deceased son. A rare number theory is developed during Dennis Spaulding's quest. My Search for the Afterlife is a book that shares a theory believed to help his son and other spirits validate the messages they sent across worlds. To learn more about this unique and moving book, visit their website at mysearchfortheafterlife.com. That's mysearchfortheafterlife.com.